Gizmo?
Perfect. Director Dave will love this.
Yeah, he will. Looks good. I love it.
Gizmo, what is all that noise? What you doing to my door?
Oh, no. Uh-oh. He doesn't love it.
Oh, hi, Director Dave. I am just nailing the word of God to your door.
Wait, what? Why?
Because Deuteronomy tells us all kinds of ways we can keep God's word, laws, and commandments close to our hearts. And I thought this would be an easy one. I did not think that you would let me write them on your forehead or tie them to your hands, which were two of the other options.
That's an easy no, Gizmo. Got anything else?
Sure do. Let us see what today's Superverse says about God's commands. Deuteronomy 6:7 reads, "Repeat them again and again to your children. Talk about them when you are at home and when you are on the road, when you are going to bed, and when you are getting up." God's word, laws, and commands are so important that he wants us to repeat them over and over again. God's word is alive and it helps to guide us throughout the day and with whatever we do. When we know God's commands, we can remember to keep him first in our lives. God promises that he will bless us when we love him with all our heart, all our soul, all our strength, and keep his commandments. That is why I wanted to put up all these verses.
This was a thoughtful gesture, but maybe there are some other ways to keep God's word close to our hearts that doesn't involve leaving nail holes all over the studio.
I guess you are right, Director Dave. 1 second, Bible Biters, while I use my electro-nano-phantonic quizoculator device to search for other ways to keep God's word close to our hearts. I got it! You can memorize Bible verses, write them down on sticky notes, or even your tablet. You can tell your friends about it and even sing it out loud.
Oh, I love singing!
Me too! Love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul.
Get ready to clap. Here you go. Very good. More of that later. How's this week gone for you? There's been exams, haven't there? And back to school after the half-term break, and some of us had time off, and we've been back into our work, back into our projects. Hands up if you've been working hard this week. Lots of people working hard. Good. I'd like you to think for a moment, though, about ancient Egypt. And we've got a slide here of ancient Egypt. These pyramids. Do you know, they've only just made a crane that can get one of the blocks of the pyramid to the top. Only just done it. Such an amazing project. So how do you think they got the people power to get these pyramids built? Oh, someone said it louder. Slaves. Someone's saying, I think they're saying slaves. Slaves. And the Israelites, the people of God, were slaves in ancient Egypt building these things. It was really hard work, though. And so they cried out to God from deep within them. And then God rescued them, and thousands came out of Egypt by God's miracle power. Well, God also promised them that they would go and live in a new land. And just before they crossed over into the promised land, God gave them the book of Deuteronomy, where our reading is taken from. And God said, do keep reminding yourselves about what God has done and what he has said, how his ways have been revealed to you. There are going to be challenges in the land that you're going into. There are enemies in there. And it will be good if you can be grounded in God's word, nourished in God's word. So the Israelites were encouraged to write God's words on their arms. And this developed into the practice of writing down scriptures on bands of leather and then wrapping it around their arms. And they were encouraged to write God's word on the doorposts of their house. And that's where our reading from Gizmo came from. Parents were commended to keep talking to children about God's miracle power, about his ways, about his word, and to make that a regular habit. Well, this week we've been remembering D-Day, when many brave soldiers and pilots went to fight on the beaches of France against an enemy that had swept right across Europe. And during World War II, there were several national days of prayer, and by God's grace, an enemy attack did not overwhelm this island. As Christians, there's a really important event in our background. It secured our victory. It's the cross of Jesus Christ. This is where God took away our sins, where he destroyed evil, and then he rose from the dead, and now he reigns in glory. But just like those ancient Israelites on a journey, we have promises from God, and we have God's word to us to help us. And just like ancient Israel, it's good if we can remind ourselves often, daily, and remind others of God's truths and God's love. And the children have been learning about the fruits of the Spirit recently in their Sunday school, and let's see if we can find out if they've learnt it. So everyone, we'll have a go at this. 30 seconds. What are the fruits of the Spirit that have one syllable? Which ones have two syllables? Which ones have three syllables? Talk to the person next to you. Off you go. Okay, just someone shout out a fruit of the Spirit that has one syllable. Love. Joy. Is that what? Did I say one syllable? Yeah, one syllable. Looking for one. Peace. One syllable, love, joy, peace. Two syllables. Patience, kindness, goodness. Three syllables. Self-control. Very good. In our life group last week, we were talking about ways that people in our group could be remembering God's truth and love. And somebody in the group, they'd found a cross, bought a cross, and they had it in a room in their house. Every time they looked at it, they were reminded of the love of Jesus for them. Someone else had taken some time to carve out the words love, faith, and hope. Have I got that right, Aisha? Love, faith, and hope. And they had it in a room of their house, and they looked at it, and they were just reminded of faith, love, and hope. In our house, on the fridge, we've got this from 1 Thessalonians. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances. And I'm often challenged when I see that on our fridge. It's a really great Bible memory verse. Here's a paraphrase of it. Rejoice always, pray always, give thanks always. This is God's will for you, 1 Thessalonians 5. So, could we try clapping and saying, rejoice always. Pray always. Give thanks always. This is God's will for you. But on you, you're not going to clap, you're going to high-five somebody. Or you could point. So let's try that again. This is God's will for you. 1 Thessalonians 5. Very good. Let's try that together. Here we go. Rejoice always, pray always, give thanks always. This is God's will for you. 1 Thessalonians 5. Very good. What's the missing word, someone? One of the young people, perhaps. What's the missing word? Rejoice. Good. Oh, what's that other missing word? Pray. Well done. What's the missing... Well done. Good. What's the missing word there? For you. Well done. One and five. Good. Could you do? Who could do that? One of the young people. Should we try? We'll try saying it. You ready? Rejoice always. Pray always. Give thanks always. This is God's will. Very good. So there are all kinds of ways that we can be remembering God's word. Music, craft, leaving things around the house, talking to people, lots of ways. Could you have a discussion with the person next to you next week? How could you remind a friend or family member that God loves them and is for them? Chat to the person next to you.